A blessed day to all of you and also to those who are joining us through this worship via live stream. For the last 2 weeks, which coincided with the end of the liturgical year, or to put it simply, liturgical year as the celebrations of the church. It has its own cycle. We meditated, read and meditated the readings taken from the book of Revelation. It is a difficult book to interpret. Many times it is used to scare people of the end time, of the all those things, in order to as if like a kind of a bullying of believers who do not know their faith and their scriptures. But reading that is inspired by the teachings of the church or the and the tradition of the church, we come to realize the value and the serene message of this book. For example, in today's reading of the first reading, with another fragment of this admirable final fresco picture of the heavenly Jerusalem, in front of us lies the rediscovered paradise with the river of life that irrigates and fertilizes the whole terrain using the imagery of creation again. Once again, on its banks, the tree of life grows green, a symbol of full communion with the eternal God. This heavenly mat is enveloped in the light of the Lord, which illumines, penetrates every creature. All the just will stroll like the perfect person dreamed of by God in Genesis chapter 2, in the midst of these marvels, and will bear upon them the seal of the Lord. And here we are at the last word, that one resounds like a refrain on this last page of the book of Revelation: the Lord will come, Maranatha, which we use as a refrain in the responsorial psalm. To the readers of the book of Revelation who lived in Asia Minor and until the end of the first century, and the readers of this book of today dispersed throughout the regions of the world, this word of light and hope is repeated. The Lord doesn't leave us alone in the twists and confusions, in the tangle of history, but will come to liberate us and immerse us in the river of life and in the light of God. A serene, peaceful way of finishing this liturgical season with this teaching, with these images from the book of Revelations, reminding us again that God is in control of history. Yes, there may come turmoils, problems, dictators who think that they own and they have control of their life and the life of others. The Lord comes here with a serene, peaceful message. For it is God who has the last say, as in the gospel would say, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. It is good to remember again and again in the midst of our turmoils, of our difficulties and trials. The Lord is Lord of history, of our life, who guides our history. It is important that we continue to open our hearts, our lives to Him so that He can guide us and hold on to His words now, because these will not pass away. It is a beautiful way also of concluding this liturgical season with this assurance of the Word of God, the stability of the Word of God. Our shrine is named after Jesus, the Divine Word. And so, dear friends, we offer this Mass for all the blessings also that we have received now in the shrine, I pray especially for all those who help us and continue to help us with their ministry service, and also our benefactors in one way or the other, anonymous benefactors who help us, send us their help from all over the world. We thank God, and I offer this Mass for you, for your intentions, that God may also reward you with peace, with His blessings, as He has promised in His Word today, that He is indeed our Lord, the Lord of our life, the Lord of all, the Lord of our history. We put our trust in Him. Amen.